This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 734. Are we on the same page? How to check if someone understands what you've said in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. When you want to see if someone understands you, what can you say? Today, we answer a listener question by giving you a handful of phrases to check for understanding and to see if someone agrees.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today? Happy Monday.
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing good. Happy Monday to you, too. How's it going? How was your weekend?
It was excellent. Yeah, I'm happy because May and October are my favorite months, and we are now in the month of May, so I'm feeling good and energized and ready for spring. How about you?
I am so ready for spring. I bought some new spring tennis shoes over the weekend. Oh. So I said goodbye to my boots.
Oh, that's excellent. What a good feeling. You know, I mean, winter's fine, but at some point we just get tired of having our coats on, our big heavy coats, and we just want to take it off, be outside in our t-shirts and just be more free. You know, this week the weather's been so nice, and I've noticed such a change in people's mood. People are friendlier, just more free and more open. So I like that.
It was funny. I was at the train yesterday and I noticed, like, you know, a lot of the women were wearing skirts and people were just wearing different clothes. And I was thinking, you know, we're not talking about it right now, but everybody who's standing on this platform is probably just as excited as I am about the weather. It was like, everybody's probably thinking, ooh, the weather. I don't know why. It was a funny.
No, it's amazing.
I'm weird like that.
Yeah, it's amazing the power that the weather has over our minds. It's strange.
But it makes me wonder why any of us live in a place where it gets so cold.
I know.
But I get it. The change of season, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay, Michelle, let's jump into it. So today we want to say thank you to our iTunes reviewers. Michelle, do you have a few people you want to announce today?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to do it right now.
Okay, go for it.
People are, so thank you so much to Meow Kisa 1592 from Russia. And thank you to Nabarf from the US. Mm. And thank you to Marco 7000 from Brazil. And last but not least, thank you to Vietnam Loves America from Vietnam. That's a great name. Thank you so much, guys. Those reviews make us feel so great. And we really, really appreciate it. Right, Lindsay?
Absolutely. We love you guys. We love it when you come to iTunes reviews and tell us how you feel about the show. So if you want your name announced on the show and you haven't reviewed us yet, go over and do that, guys. Very cool. All right, Michelle. So what are we talking about today?
Well, we are talking about something that a listener asked us.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. So does that make sense?
It does make sense. But before I get into it, Michelle, I think I have a tip on how we can improve our episodes in the future. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that when it comes to our episodes, we need to address the etymology of the words that we teach more often. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think you have a point, but we shouldn't lose the vibe of connection that we teach at the same time.
Okay, very good. Actually, that was a fake conversation there. We're not actually going to change things.
Fake,
fake. fake news.
Fake news, yeah.
Okay, so what did I say in that conversation to you? And you actually said the same thing to me earlier.
I said it to you too. Yeah. Sorry about that. I got excited and I just
You were just so excited to jump into the topic. But what did I say to you after I told you about the change that we should make?
You said, does that make sense?
Oh, and what does that phrase do? What's the purpose of that phrase?
It's like, do you get me? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do I need to repeat myself, basically?
Yeah, exactly. So today we had a listener question that the listener asked us about how to ask someone if they're following you, basically, right? Without sounding condescending or rude. So this is a really key, skill for connection. I'm surprised that we haven't covered it yet, but we haven't. So here we are answering this listener's question. So we want to make sure we're not condescending or rude, but we also want to make sure they are actually understanding so that you can move forward in the conversation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is so key. Yeah, it is funny. Like, gosh, we've done so many episodes and sometimes it's like, oh, wow, we didn't get that, you know?
Yeah,
it's like crazy.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes there's
so much English to go over is the thing.
Oh, we have episode ideas for days. It's just incredible. Episode ideas are everywhere. It's great. And we love it when you guys send in your ideas. So send them in to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we will make this show as applicable to you as we can. But before we get started, so we're going to read the listener question, someone from Japan here. But before we start, I want to remind you guys, you know, if you're still struggling with real listening, I mean, you listen to this podcast, but when you go out into the world, you are on the outside of conversations. You just can't connect. Then go to allearsenglish.com/adventure. You'll get your first lesson in our new course for free. And this is the Bridge to Connection Method. We're going to be launching this course very soon, right? Very soon, guys. So you want to get on the VIP list, allearsenglish.com/adventure. Okay. Very cool. Good.
Yeah, do it. Okay. So should I read the question?
That would be awesome, Michelle, if you could read the question. Please do.
All right, here we go. Okay. Konnichiwa, Michelle and Lindsay. I'm Mickey from Japan. Hi, Mickey. I've been listening to your great podcast for a couple months. One of my favorite episodes is episode number 692, which is Michelle is back from Japan. Excuse me. I listened to this episode over and over, and every time I can't help laughing when Michelle says, tuna head.
Did you say that in
That's
the episode?
That's right. I guess I was talking about the, seeing a lot of tuna heads. Well, I'll do it again. Tuna head. I hope I gave you a good laugh. please do come back to Japan someday. Oh my gosh, Mickey, I would love to. Mm-hmm. Anyway, today I would like to ask you about how to confirm in a polite way if I'm speaking English correctly. Mm-hmm. I take online English lessons on iTalki. Oh, that's great. And sometimes I'm not sure if my English makes sense. When I want to ask my teacher, could I say, do you understand what I mean? I'm afraid this might sound rude. So please give me your advice. Thank you in advance. I always look forward to your fantastic podcast. Bye.
Yeah. That's great.
Thank you, Mickey. I love that question. Thanks. I'm glad you like hearing about my experience in Japan.
Oh, that is so good. And actually, Japan is pretty relevant here because when I wrote this episode and when we responded to Mickey's questions, I forgot the piece where she was talking about what to say to her teacher. But we know that in Japanese society, I mean, pretty much in all cultures, right? But especially in Japanese society, the teacher is very elevated, right? Sensei. The teacher has like a position of distinction within Japanese culture. So we can kind of feel where Mickey's coming from with this question. It's very, very important, especially in a culture like Japan, right? But it's important everywhere.
Right.
So, I mean, let's answer her question. First of all, Michelle, if we're talking to a teacher now, what do you think? Do you understand what I mean? I mean, what do you think?
Oh, if it's a teacher, I think it's okay. Because I think that's a special context. But in another situation, it might sound like a little direct, kind of what you said, Mickey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's objective, right? So sometimes it could sound too direct. And it really depends on the tone of voice here. So
Right.
You know, when you're with your teacher, if you're saying, do you understand what I mean? Right. If you're, or you're being kind of rude and impatient, then that teacher's going to feel that. But if you say, you know, you are in the classroom to learn and you're trying to respond and you want to see if you're being understood. So I think it's okay in a right. classroom. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. But I mean, do you understand could also be used in more punishing ways. Like what, Michelle? When are other times that we do use it in a rude way?
Well, like a mother to a child, right? So like a mother's like, you are grounded for, you know, a whole week. Do you understand?
That sounds so familiar. That's, yeah.
That would be the tone of voice. Like, do you understand? Or, you know, maybe it could be belittling to someone. I think of that too. Like, if you're just looking down at someone and you're like, do you understand? You know?
Yeah. I like that word that you just used. I want to highlight it. I think you said belittling. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Such a nice vocabulary, guys. You should have your notebooks and your pen and pencil out to write that word down. Good word. Good word. Belittling.
Thank you.
I agree. So let's do a quick role play to show them how it sounds if you're talking about a mother talking to her kid in a rude way, in a strong way, right? So.
Oh, sorry. I just gave it. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
No, that's okay. Here's an example. You will go to your room and don't come out until you have finished your homework. Do you understand?
Okay, mom.
Okay. So, well, the point we're trying to make here, guys, is that do you understand or do you understand what I mean can be used in a rude way too. So be careful. But when you add what I mean, it becomes a little bit more like objective and more that you actually are interested in checking in with the person. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
We have just released our new course, featuring the Bridge to Connection method, where we bring you to a place that your textbooks could never bring you, which is straight to connection with native speakers. Guys, the price is going to go up after the first 50 students join the course. So hurry over now to get in. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection to secure the best price on this course today. allearsenglish.com/CONNECTION. See you there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. So, Michelle, let's throw out some other alternative phrases that Mickey could use in casual ways or more formal ways to check to make sure the person gets it. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, of course, we have, do you understand what I mean? Right. So we're not going to rule it out, but we have other options for you.
Exactly. So what's another option?
Okay. Another one is, do you follow me? Or more casual, are you following me? Wait, is that one the more casual one or the whole thing?
I mean, I think they're both more casual.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Do you say this?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, it's pretty, I hear people say it. You know, I think it's pretty natural. Just, I think it's a matter of personal vocabulary choice. I think it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it does sound kind of cool. Maybe I should start saying it. I don't know. But no, I don't say this one. But it's definitely one that's good to know because you will hear it.
Yeah, you'll hear it. So you don't have to say it. Now, for Mickey and her class, if you're talking to your teacher, it might be too casual. For a classroom, you know, if you're checking in on something or seeing if that teacher understands your English, for example. But other situations, yes, you could use it. So we're going to expand out to different situations now, not just in the classroom with a teacher. Okay.
For sure.
Okay. What else, Michelle?
The next one is, does that make sense or just make sense?
Which one's more common? Does that make sense or make sense?
Probably make sense.
Yeah.
Shorten everything.
Exactly, guys. This is what natives do. This is what you need to be listening for. Natives shorten phrases all the time. We drop entire phrases, entire words.
Yeah.
So,
that's right.
You know, if you are just using a textbook and learning just full complete sentences, you're not learning the real English. Okay. And that's part of what we're going to be bringing you in our course that's coming out soon is real English through real interviews that we did. Okay. Cool. So what's the next one, Michelle?
The next one is, do you know what I mean? Or just know what I mean?
Good. So
this one could be used to see if the person agrees with you, not only if they get it, right? So, yeah, I guess we're going to give an example of that later on. But yeah, you're actually more connecting and asking, you know, that person's opinion.
Yeah, like what we were talking about at the beginning of the episode today, Michelle. Oh, when it's sunny and warm out, I feel so much better. Know what I mean? Yeah. Know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're checking in and seeing, not only do I understand, but, you know, that I, my opinion too.
Exactly. So this is not just, do you understand me in the literal sense? Like, do you hear my words? Do you understand right. what they mean? It's, do you agree with me? Do you empathize with me? Do you feel the same thing? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I like the next one. What is it?
Okay. So this next one is, are we on the same page? Sorry, I'll say it again. Are we on the same page?
Yeah. And yeah. when do you use that one?
So this one is also kind of casual, and it also means to see things the same way in terms of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think of this one like if a couple is having an argument.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how I think of it. I think of it as like, oh, they might say like, yeah, are we on the same page? We're not on the same page here. Like,
oh, interesting. So it's again, it's not so much about, do you literally understand my words? It's, you know, do you see things the same way, right?
Yeah. And I think that's more what it is than.
Absolutely.
Do you understand? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, but yeah, a good one to know. Are we on the same page?
Yeah. It's like when it comes to dating and choosing a spouse, someone to marry, you need to make sure you're on the same page in terms of, do you want children? Do you want to live in the country or the city? That's a great example. Good. Okay. One more is, am I being clear or is this clear? Now, this is going back to like, literally, are you understanding what I'm saying? Okay. So we're going between phrases that would ask for, do you feel the same way versus do you understand what I'm saying? Guys, I just want to make that clear. Am I being clear?
Right. Okay. And the last one is, and I think we did another episode on this one, Lindsay. I don't know the number, but remember we did like,
yeah.
get it, got it.
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So the last one is, do you get it? Or you could just say, get it? Or you could say, got it? So this one is casual and this is checking in quickly.
Yeah.
Like someone you know well, right?
Exactly. And that's kind of more like, do you understand? Like I told a joke, like you tell a joke, right? You tell a joke and then you tell the punchline and no one laughs and you say, did you get it? Right? That happens to me a lot. I feel like a lot of jokes I just completely miss.
No.
So
you get it? You get it?
I get it. Right. So guys, yeah, you're right, Michelle. We did do an episode on this and we're going to link to it in the blog. But if you come back to allearsenglish.com, type in get it or got it in the search bar, it should pull up that episode. Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Okay. Wow. So we've just given you guys actually quite a few phrases to check for understanding and to check for if someone's on the same page. You know, do you agree with me? So let's do a role play, Michelle. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, Michelle, will you help me get this PowerPoint to work? I know you've been giving a lot of presentations lately, so you must be familiar with the PowerPoint software.
Sure, Lindsay. What's the problem?
Well, I finished editing my presentation. Now I want to do a slideshow, but I want to be able to see what's coming next in the next slide.
Oh, I see. Okay. Lindsay, you just need to go to File, Options, Presenter View, then line it up in the window, but only display 80% of the window because of the distortion. Know what I mean?
I think so. Okay, so now what about audio? How do I set up an MP3 to play?
Oh, okay. Just set it up to host your audio elsewhere and place the link so that it will syndicate right there inside the presentation. Is this clear?
I think so. I'll give it a try and I'll come back with more questions later if I need to.
Sounds good, Lindsay. Anytime.
Well, thank you for being my technology mentor.
I don't think I was a very good one. I went a little fast.
Okay. So we used two of the phrases there. We could have used many of them, but we chose these two. So first one was what, Michelle? Here.
The first one was, know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. So, you know, you get, basically you said, you know, go to file, options, presenter view, know what I mean, right? It's another way of saying, do you understand? Now, this could also be used if I'm saying, oh, I feel so good when the weather is warm. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then the next one we used was, is this clear? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Does it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Sounds a little bit formal, right?
Sounds a little bit formal. Yeah. Yeah. But I think in this situation, it's good, especially because we're talking about, you know, the program and you're asking me to teach you something. And
yeah. It's a little bit of a more formal situation. Yeah, exactly. So I like that. So guys, I mean, Michelle, what's the takeaway from today as we're finishing up here?
All right. So the takeaway from today is to listen to what natives are saying. So practice at least two or three of these new ones. You don't have to all add all of them today, but my main thing is to focus on connection, right? Because
yes.
That's the most important building to important building. Wow. important moment to build a relationship.
Yeah. I think this is really a huge moment. And I mean, there are many moments and we love to focus on these key moments when you could either sabotage a connection or make it stronger. But this is one of the biggies. Okay. One of the big ones, guys. When you said something and you're wanting to see, does that person get what I'm saying? Very important moment, guys. So don't just use the same phrase over and over. Take two or three of these, go out there, practice them. All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yep. And don't forget, guys, if you want to have the transcripts delivered to you for the coming week every Monday and save 50% on the price, you can go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. So you'll be able to see the role plays that we do on the show. Okay, cool. Woo, Michelle, I'm tired. That was long.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, that was a good one, though. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. And thanks, Lindsay. And I'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.